Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. And I want to thank Kurt Wilson. It's always wonderful broadcasting with Kurt Wilson. Website, S-E, the number one, dot U-S. And, class, here's the telephone number for the telephone listen line. Only when we're live, and this is the Global Star Network, satellite network that picks up our broadcast and puts it over the satellite. Thank you so much, Global Star. I didn't even know they were doing it. Here's the telephone listen line when we're live. Only when we're live. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. 1-8. Okay, so now during the weekend, I plan on doing some work on a washing machine. I'm going to tell you about it. So we only have Whirlpool brand clothes washing machines, and I have several spares. And the reason we only have them is I think they're the finest. They're the absolute best that that you can find. And they have an agitator, and they're old, you know, like 20 years old or more. And so one of them leaks. The one that we use every day, and we use it multiple times a day. Because we have a farm, and, you know, we're full of cow poop all the time. So, there's a leak, and what's leaking is the water pump. And the symptoms of this is drip, drip, drip under the white cabinet of the washing machine. Well, for a short time, you can put, you know, a dish rag under there and collect some of it. Well, we have ceramic tile under the washing machine, so it's really not an issue in terms of damaging a wood floor. But I want to fix it, like, now. So I bought some parts. Now, what does it cost to buy the parts to repair the water pump on a Whirlpool washer? Well, I'm looking at it right now on eBay. New, genuine, OEM, in original packaging, Whirlpool washer water pump. It has the part number, $5.95. Now, the shipping on it is $4.94, so you're looking at around $11. You can buy them all day long for $11. And you want one that is an OEM, that means original equipment manufacturer, okay, rather than a knockoff. You want one that is an OEM. It'll last longer than a cheap knockoff. So for $11, I'm going to fix the washing machine leak. And let me tell you a little bit more about these Whirlpool washers. The way you fix this, it's really simple. It would be helpful to have another person. So Mrs. Fennelli and I have already taken the cabinet off. We've already determined that where the leak is and what we need to replace. So here's what we did. There are two Phillips screws at the right and left side of the control panel. You know, where your timer is and your water level set and hot, cold, you know, that kind of thing. There's a control panel, and there are two Phillips screws. There's one on the bottom left of that. And one on the bottom right. You just take those screws out, and they're long. They might be a couple inches long. Take them out. And then when you take them out, you can flip backward, it's hinged, the control panel. It does not get disconnected. You just flip it back. And you don't have to take any hoses off. You might want to unplug it. I suggest you unplug the washing machine from the wall. Okay. But you don't have to take out the supply hoses, the hot and the cold, and you don't have to take out the drain, but you ought to pull it forward a little bit so you can have a little more access. You only probably need a few inches to pull it forward. Okay. So now we've already spent 1 minute taking those screws out. Then the two of you, you each get on, you lift up that control panel, and there's two little clamps. You take a flat blade screwdriver and you pry off these clamps, and that holds the entire cabinet on, except for the back. It holds the left side, the right side, and the front, and the top. It all lifts out of the way. So now you've got exposed the motor, the transmission, the hoses, and the water pump. And the water pump's held on by two clamps. You pop them off with a flat blade screwdriver, and you slip the new water pump in place. You do not have to be an engineer to do this. You don't even have to have ever done this before. And if you want to see exactly how to do it, there are plenty of YouTube videos. You take off these spring-loaded clips, and the water pump pops out, and you slide the new one in place, put the clips back on, put the cover on, and it'd be better to have two people to put the cover on because you need to align it on the front alignment posts. It's really simple. And you can be done in 15 minutes. And the cost is $11. Let's say I have another problem with this Whirlpool brand agitator type washing machine. One of the things that happens is there's a coupler. It's a rubber disc in between two plastic parts that isolate the shock from the motor to the transmission. And if yours fails, and they all do, you'll hear this grinding sound. And the replacement is almost the same as the water pump. There are a couple clips that hold on the motor, and you just move the motor out of the way. You replace these. It's a three-part coupling. There's a rubber disc and two end pieces, and you just slip it on, and that will allow your motor to drive the transmission again. How much does that cost? Well, you can get it for $3.36 with free shipping if you want to get it from China. Or you can pay more and get it from the United States and pay like $8 or $9 or $10. Seriously. So these washing machine repairs are not all that expensive. And you can do them yourself. And what's the other common problem with a Whirlpool type clothes washing machine? Well, that is the inlet valve. And so sometimes one or the other valve there's a solenoid that opens and closes and shuts off the water so water doesn't run all over your floor and have the washing machine overflow. So you determine the height of the water with that knob that selects how high, and these solenoids, one for the hot, one for the cold, open and close accordingly. Well, we had one that stuck. I said, shoot, that's no problem. So I just switched the hot and cold water hoses, because the cold one stuck, and we only wash our clothes in cold water. We don't heat the hot water. We don't think that's necessary to wash clothes. And we use powdered detergent. So all I did was just switch to the hoses so that when it says hot, it's cold, and when it's cold, it's hot, and that solved the problem right then and there. Now, if you want to fix it the right way, you can buy the water inlet valves, and they're about $10 a piece. Solenoid and everything, it's just a couple wires, you pop them on, and you're good to go. So now you know how to open the cabinet. It's those two screws at the base of the control panel. You flip it out of the way. You pry off these two latches, and the whole cabinet moves out of the way for you. So we're talking about you can fix your clothes washing machine for $11 or less, whether it be the motor coupling to the transmission, or whether it's the solenoid that controls the fill of your washing machine, or whether it's a water pump. So I have repaired this motor coupling many times with different machines over the years. We did it in Virginia, and you know, I took the washing machine apart, and I was determined I was not going to spend $175 on a service call to fix whatever it was. Because the washing machine back then was only like $250 brand new. And I always buy the heavy-duty models. So, we don't need a lot of features. You don't need 47 different cycles and 37 different temperatures. All you need is hot and cold water and warm water. And you need a height adjustment, you know, low, medium, high. And you need gentle and regular cycle, and that's pretty much it. That's all you need. But heavy duty for me is a requirement. So I know that our washing machine has lasted about 20 years so far. I know that. Because we brought it from Virginia, we had it we had it there for quite a while. So, and by the way, I'd be pretty frosted if that thing broke and I couldn't fix it. You know, like if the transmission failed or some major problem that would be expensive to fix, I'd be pretty frosted because I kind of thought this thing would last a lifetime when I first bought it. But not anymore. If you buy a new one, you're going to find out that if you ask the salesperson if they actually tell you the truth, they'll say, well, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years at the most, 10 years. That would be a wish. And the new washing machines, although they look really nice, they're not durable. So now you know the thoughts about how to fix your Whirlpool washing machine. And if you buy something other than one with an agitator, I have a feeling you're going to be somewhat disappointed, if not greatly disappointed, because they are designed to use very little of the government's water. And the government is not interested in you using their water, even if you're buying it from them. They want you to use as little water as possible. So these washing machines use so little water, you have to wash the clothes twice, which uses more water than if you wash them once with a agitator-type washing machine. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, and we'll pay for the call. We can talk about preparedness, if you'd like. All right, so do you have an unopened bag of fertilizer? Do you? 50 pounds? If not, why not? Why don't you have one? I think you should have one. Now, I'm not an advocate of commercial fertilizer, but in the event of an emergency, and in the event that you're going to have to grow a garden really quickly, you're going to need some fertilizer. Plants really love it. So I suggest that, next time you see it on sale, soon, you pick up a bag of fertilizer, and you got to keep it off the floor, and you want to keep it dry. So you can double bag it in plastic. You can put it in one of those totes and with a lid on it, and it should last years and years and years and years. Unopened bag of fertilizer. What kind do I like? Well, I like triple 19. 19-19-19. But I can't find that around here in Missouri. When we lived in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there was a fertilizer company that sold triple 19 with micronutrients. It's the finest fertilizer I've ever seen. It's called tobacco fertilizer. Tobacco depletes the ground from fertility. It just absolutely sucks everything, all the nutrients out of the ground. And so to get tobacco to grow, they would use tobacco fertilizer, which was 19-19-19 with micronutrients. So if I ever go back to the Commonwealth of Virginia, I'll probably bring some back with me and use it just for the garden. But second best we found is triple 17. So 17, 17, 17, and that's what we have here for our garden because we can't get triple 19 with micronutrients. So consider a bag of fertilizer, 50 pounds, so that you can have your emergency garden work. And plenty of people have seeds, but no fertilizer. Okay, next thing. And these are tips from my unpublished book, right? And I'm reading them from notes. I don't have the book in final copy. I don't know if I ever will have it in final copy. I've been encouraged to publish the book because some of the people who've heard these tips find them amusing, interesting, and things that maybe they just haven't thought of in the past. So don't drink hot water. I'll tell you a little bit more about why not to drink hot water from the tap when we come back after these few short commercial announcements. By the way, I've skinnied down the broadcast to remove all the commercials that I could. All the commercials that belong to me are gone and have been for months. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So there it is. I just did a search on Globalstar. Radio, and I see the schedule. And class, if you'd like to go to see the schedule for Global Star, GS as in Global Star, GSradio.net, GSradio.net, and you can look up the schedule for broadcasts. And I just looked it up. I hadn't seen this before. And here it is. So for when we're live, they are, Global Star is broadcasting USA Prepares. So I want to thank all of our friends at Global Star, and I'll give you the number one more time. 712-770-9418. So, who's on? Global Star, well, Jeff Rentz, USA Prepares, Alex Jones, and others. So, there you go. Global Star, GSRadio.net, and click on the schedule. And we are on Star 5. There's Star 1, Star 3, and Star 5. We are on Star 5. Let's see. Jimmy in Virginia, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Finelli. Hey, Jimmy, you're on.
Yes, sir. You got me?
I got
Hello.
You.
Hello. Okay, sorry about that.
Yep.
It sounded a little bit different this time, and I apologize. But anyway, I had purchased.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, Jimmy. I want to hear. I'm here to answer your questions. Do you have any questions that I can help you with?
Yes, sir. Apologize for the confusion. I purchased a the Black & Decker electrical manual that you suggested, and I also went and got the plumbing one that they published too, Black & Decker. And I was just really impressed with what I was able to find in that for around the house and stuff. And I've actually, that close friend's already borrowed and gotten it back. And but I had a question for you. Today, just by chance, is my 30th anniversary for a house where we're living at now. And I'm in the process of remodeling the house. And I just wondered what your thoughts were on being the receptacles and light switches are like 30 years old. Do you recommend replacement, or how can I go about making sure they're still in good standing?
Sure. Okay, here's what you do. It's really simple. I suggest you get two tools. You there? What was that all about? I think I lost Jimmy. Jimmy's gone. Well, let's see. I'm going to do something very quickly to see if I'm still on the air. Well, it looks like I'm still on the air. Okay, so to answer your question, Jimmy, here's what I would do with a house that's 30 years old. I wouldn't trust any electrical wiring at all done by anybody. I really wouldn't. Let's see. This could be Jimmy calling in. We'll let our engineer answer the phone. Okay, so Jimmy, I have a feeling you are listening. I see on the call screen somebody's calling in. It's probably you. So here's the, our engineer will answer soon. He's quite busy at the moment, but he'll get to you. So here's what I would do. I would buy a electrical receptacle tester. It comes with three lights, and you'll see that in that Black & Decker home wiring book, which is the best I've ever seen, same one that I use. And this device is usually, you can hold it between the thumb, your thumb and a couple fingers, and you plug it into the receptacle, and it has three lights. And it will tell you if there's an open ground, meaning a missing ground. It will tell you if the hot and neutral are reversed. It'll tell you if the outlet is wired properly. Okay? And two lights, there's different combinations of these three lights that will tell you if the outlets are wired properly. So I would plug this tester, which is about $5. You can get it at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get it on the internet. You can get it at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight. There are plenty of places to get them. Mine is made by a company called Snap-It. Mine was from the 1980s. Still works fine. So you plug it in, and these neon lights, the combination of lights, will tell you whether the outlet is wired properly or not. If it's not, you're going to want to have someone go to the circuit panel, your breaker panel, and shut off circuit breakers while you say, nope, that's not it, that's not it. Oh, it just went out, that's it. And you tell them which breaker is for that particular receptacle. Then you shut off that breaker, then you unscrew the cover plate, and then you unscrew the two screws that hold the receptacle in place, and you gently ease it out of the electrical box in the wall. And you look at it to see if the ground is missing, or if the ground does not have a wire nut attached to the wires going in and out of the box, and use my pigtail method, which I've talked about, to wire electrical outlets and switches. Use pigtails. All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is going to be signing a big budget bill today that will keep the government up and running, preventing a government shutdown, which otherwise would happen tonight at midnight. The Senate approved the budget compromise yesterday, with White House officials helping to negotiate the year-end agreement. It will fund the government through next September, the end of the current fiscal year. AAA says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling between December 21st, which is tomorrow, and New Year's Day. A AAA spokesman, Robert Sinclair, says many will drive and many of them will deal with a lot of headaches.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so to answer Jimmy's question a little bit more completely, which is what I like to do. I don't like short answers. I like complete answers. Class, if you heard what he said, he bought the Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. It's absolutely great. And I see it on eBay used, $6.89 shipped. I see other versions of it, other editions, as low as $3.72 shipped. Now, these are a great resource, a great manual for helping you with wiring your home and maybe even some light commercial work. So this is the book that I've used. And in terms of outlets and receptacles, I've standardized on one brand that I really like, and that is Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Those are the guys that make the receptacles. Those are the guys that make the switches. And they used to sell them at Lowe's and used to buy what was called a contractor pack. Contractor pack would be 10 in a bag or 10 in a box, and you'd get them for less than if you bought them each. Now, they're rated at 15 amps, and they work just great for just about every application. I'm talking about switches, and I'm talking about receptacles. And you can, when I bought them, they were, I think, 37 cents a piece, $3.70 for a 10-pack. They might be a little bit more expensive, but I don't think they're going to be more than 50 cents a piece. I don't have the bandwidth right now to look up exactly what the current cost is. And Lowe's stopped carrying Cooper. Now, they're also sold by the same name as, under the same name, Eaton, E-A-T-O-N. Same product. Same manufacturing, same specs, and I actually had to buy some Eaton, which is the new name for Cooper, because Lowe's stopped carrying them. And I went into a Lowe's and I looked at where, hey, where are the Coopers? Well, they had them discounted because they couldn't wait to get rid of them. So I bought maybe 100 of them. They had them for 15 cents, 20 cents. I couldn't believe it. So I bought every flavor they had. And so I have them in a jar, in a great big jar that you might see candy sold in it, you know, for a store that sells candy by the each. I'm talking about a jar that's probably 18 inches tall and 12 inches in diameter, plastic jar with a lid. So in they go, clean jar, and they'll stay protected until I go to use them. So I've got them in all flavors, all sizes, all shapes, and they work great. Now, for the kitchen, I recommend that you install, if you're going to plug in a toaster or if you're going to plug in a griddle, I suggest you move up to the next more durable receptacle. And that would be what's called a spec grade, S-P-E-C, as in specification grade. And they're going to cost you maybe $1.50 each. Now, that's a big jump in percentage. It's three times the cost. But when you plug in a heavy current demanding device, countertop appliance like a toaster or a toaster oven or a griddle, you would find that it will last a lot longer if you buy the spec grade, which is rated at 20 amperes. It'll say 20A on the receptacle. So I suggest you do that and only use the screws. Do not use, in my opinion, do not use the push-in terminals or the push-in connectors on the back of switches or receptacles, because I think they are substandard and I think that they are prone to causing arcing and fires and overheating. I don't like them at all. And you wrap the wire in the same direction as the screw is going to tighten, so that'd be clockwise. Okay? And get a pair of substantial needle-nose pliers to wrap your wires. And I suggest you buy a very specific one. And it's a Bell system. You can find these on the internet. I just bought 7 pairs of miscellaneous Bell system branded electrical pliers. I bought them for our son as a gift for his automotive shop. And these are kind of a government wall green colored plastic handle, and they're kind of a strange looking short needle nose pliers, especially for wiring and bending, for bending wire and using for wiring applications. I've had mine for since 1985, and they work great. They're hard to find, and they are Bell system electrical needle nose pliers. They're not long needle nose, they're kind of short and they're strange shape, and you'll find them, and they're kind of a sick green color. So I suggest you consider that. And Cooper is the brand that I like. You can buy other brands, but you're going to find that most of the brands are being manufactured in China now. I'm not so crazy about that. The Coopers are manufactured in Mexico. I bought a box of 10, and for AB switches between solar and grid, I made a switch panel for the kitchen. with multiple switches, six of them, so I could switch between on-grid and off-grid right from the kitchen wall. And I didn't like the way they felt. So I called Cooper, and I said, I don't like the way these feel. And they were 20-amp spec grade switches. And they said, it would be okay if we sent you replacements. I said, well, I've got six of them that I don't like. And they said, okay, we'll send them to you. They sent me 10. So I really like Cooper. They're a fabulous company. But maybe they cost a little bit more than, let's say, the Chinese-manufactured Hubble that you now see at Lowe's. I'm not too crazy about that. Alan in Indiana, welcome.
Yes, how are you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I was talking to Greg Davalos from Forbidden Knowledge.
I know who he is.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could call him later and explain to him about Hudak. I tried to get him
sure.
to.
Sure.
And I was wondering how you feel about that.
Well, you're asking me if I'm going to sign up and face yes. off against the federal government?
Yes. I did opt in.
Uh-huh.
And I got about six friends in the neighborhood to opt in also.
Well, I certainly like the concept. I'd prefer not to answer
okay.
that question.
I
like Mr. Hudak. I think he's a really neat guy. I think he's got a lot of intestinal fortitude. If I didn't like him, he would not have been on the air with me for hours.
Yes.
So I like his concept. It's risky.
Right.
And for me, we have helicopters flying over the house. And
yes.
one of the things that I mentioned off the air with Kurt Wilson, I said to Kurt, and I'll just tell you what, when we talk on the air, it's kind of like off the air, but we didn't mention this subject. I wanted to ask him this one question. That was, so Kurt Wilson, how many of us do you think there are? Kurt Wilson has been a broadcaster for a couple decades. You know, we've got John Statmiller, Kurt Wilson, and there's some others. And I wanted to ask him how many he thought there were of us left. And my number is 100. I think that's all that's left of, the broadcasters who are in the independent media and who are speaking the truth and saying, calling it the way they see it. And there are fewer of us every day. And so I can go get myself shot, or I can continue doing what I'm doing.
Right.
And
well,
Greg
has been fighting the corporations for quite a while, and I was wondering if you'd explain it to him.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy, and he is the guy. If you go to a gun show, or if you go to a preparedness convention, you'll see this guy. He wears a yellow shirt. He's very tall, and he sells civil defense items.
Yes.
Civil defense meters, and he's very, very bright. He's been to our home. He stayed here. I really like him. Craig Douglas is the man we're talking about, and you'll get a chance to meet him. And I will call him, and I will tell him exactly what you said. I'll do that
okay.
this weekend.
Thank you. He's at a gun show, so you might have to call back a couple times if it's.
All right. So for those who want to meet him, what gun show is he at?
The one on Detroit, Michigan, it's northwest of Detroit. He's there this weekend. I'm
okay.
not sure the name of the show.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday.
All right. So, class, if you want to see Craig Douglas, he is at a gun show near Detroit, Michigan. And you'll see him. I mean, he'll have the brightest colored yellow shirt on there is. And he sells civil defense there. He's a tall guy. Handsome guy. He is a USA Prepares instructor. I know him pretty well. When I would travel and speak at a convention, and if he were at that convention, he would bunk with me, sometimes with others, and we are all friends. We all get along. We're all on the same page. and seek him out and ask him any questions you would like, and he probably has an answer. He has been in the preparedness arena for quite some time. He's incredibly intelligent and well-read and well-spoken and well-researched. Craig Douglas.
Yes. Yeah.
And his website is...
Go ahead.
His website is forbiddenknowledge.info.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He said it's one of the biggest gun shows in Michigan, so everybody should know where it's at.
Okay, so are you going to the show?
I'm about 100 miles from it, and I'm not going to make it now.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Have you been to gun shows in the past?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you think people should, if they are concerned about their own protection, do you think that they should purchase a gun, like, really soon and ammunition to go with it? And if they don't know how to use it, learn how to use it, like, really soon? Do you agree with that?
Yes. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and, yeah. Alan, are you experienced in firearms?
Yes.
Okay. What would you recommend for a lady who has never shot a handgun or a pistol before? What would you recommend for that person for self-defense?
Maybe a small 38 special revolver.
There you go. We're on exactly the same page. That's exactly what I would recommend. And it would only be a brand name, such as Colt, or Smith & Wesson, or Ruger, or maybe Taurus. Brand name you recognize, and none of these brand new types that are cheesy, because when you squeeze that trigger, you want it to go bang, not click.
Yeah.
So brand name ammunition and a brand name revolver. That's what we recommend. Alan and I are on the same page. We have never met. This is not a commercial. However, there are some people who are running for president of the United States who are interested in disarming you.
Yeah, I don't know if they make a small 9mm revolver, but Carbon makes a ammunition that is equal to a 45 ACP.
I'm not familiar with that, but I can tell you this, that there are all kinds of 38s. There's a 38 Smith & Wesson cartridge, which would be considered a 38 short. That is not what we're talking about. Alan and I are talking about 38 special.
Yes.
38 special. It's a more powerful cartridge. And I think that's, ladies, just zero in right on that. And I think you'll like it. It's relatively inexpensive to shoot, and there's no safety on it. Keep your finger off the trigger, and it won't go bang. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class. Just me. And I just got off the phone with Craig Douglas. Alan had mentioned Craig Douglas. And he is at the Novi Gun and Knife Show, N-O-V-I, Michigan, N-O-V-I, Michigan, Saturday and Sunday. That's this weekend. He's there right now. And if you want to see him, he'll be wearing a yellow shirt. And I'll probably be the only guy with the electric color yellow shirt, civil defense display. And he sells civil defense survey meters, so radiation survey meters and so forth. I bought one from him. Way before I knew who he was traveling, and I saw him in Virginia way before we had a radio broadcast. So I've known Craig for quite some time. I think you'll really enjoy him, and I mentioned that you may come up to him and ask him some questions about preparedness. So he's prepared for all that. So that's Craig Douglas, and his website is forbiddenknowledge.info, and it's the Novi Gun and Knife Show, N-O-V-I, in Michigan. So that you can go to and tell him I said hi, please. So, here's a tip. So, I was a little frosted at the cost of how much headlight lenses replacement assemblies cost. You know, they if you have a relatively new car, 2000 or newer, actually even 96 models, they've got these custom lenses that are specific to that vehicle offered by the manufacturer as well. Those darn silly things can cost $200 each, $300, $400. And replacement is just a nuisance because it can take hours. We have to take off, in many instances, the front bumper and so forth. So, of course, I'm frugal, and I just frosted me. to have to spend that much. And you can't prevent these lenses from aging and turning yellow and getting dim because they restrict the light coming from the bulb. So what do you do? Well, I found out that for a couple of our vehicles, we happen to like old Mercedes, that the headlight assemblies are $200 a piece. Well, I'm not going to do it. So I did some research, and I found out you can buy the lenses. You can buy the part that's bad, you know, that cloudy colored lens. And so I ordered two of them for a 2004 model Mercedes station wagon, E320 station wagon. And they were about under $50 for the pair. Now, they're coming a long way, all the way from China. Well, you know what? They all come from China. And I refuse to buy products from middlemen because, well, I'm in a hurry. So we'll take it the slow way. I have never had a product that I ordered from China not show up. They always show up because they're terrified that you're going to bash them on eBay. Right? So I don't think you have a problem. If you make sure you have a good address in the United States, you can have these headlight lens covers shipped from China. So I bought two sets. And I'm looking forward to installing them, and I'll tell you how it works. So it's going to be more work. The way you'll have to remove some parts to get to the headlight assembly to take the assembly out. You're going to have to do that anyway. And then you're going to have to put the headlight assembly back in. So let's say you bought a brand new replacement headlight assembly. You take it out, you take off the bumper, the fender liner. I mean, it's a whole bunch of things you might have to take out depending on the make and model of whatever you're going to be replacing the headlight lens on. So you have to take out the headlight assembly anyway, and you're going to have to put it in anyway. Now, the only difference is you're going to have to spend maybe another half hour replacing the lens and sealing the lens in place, whether it be with a gasket or with, you know, silicone-type sealer. So the only difference is going to take you an extra half hour. But is that extra half hour worth between, oh, let's say $150 per lens and $300 or $400 or $500 per lens? Is it? To me, absolutely. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'll give you a full report on how that works. So I'm thinking the cost was actually $45 for a pair of lenses from China, plus the $5 for the sealant. Next item. So what about drying clothes? Now, to me, I think it costs about $1 a day to use an electric clothes dryer. We have one. It's kind of like a flat surface that we can park things on because although it's wired and although it's got the ductwork, we don't use it. Why would we use it? Why would we spend $1 a day to dry clothes and have them wear out faster? Because if you look at the lint filter on a clothes dryer, that lint that you scrape off and throw away, that used to be your blue jeans, your shirts, you know, your jackets. So every time you use the clothes dryer, your clothes get thinner, and you throw them away. So we don't do that. We've never used the dryer. That's only been 15 years, and I have no intention of powering up that electric clothes dryer. That works fine, but we don't use it. So what do you do? Well, you can get a clothes rod, one of those round rods. You can get it at one of those big box home improvement stores, and you can put a cup hook. You know, we used to hang cups in the kitchen cupboard. You know, that's like 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Well, you can take two of those cup hooks, and you can put them on either end of your door trim molding, you know, up at the top. And then you can put two cup hooks that correspond to that location on the dowel rod. Then you can hang the dowel rod. And then if you have company come in, you go, geez, I can't let them see this clothes dryer we have in between the, you know, door jams. You take it off and put it in the closet. What does that save you? $1 a day. Thanks so much for being with us. See you Monday. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.